From Washington, this is VOA News. Hello, I'm Steve Miller. The United Nations is to vote Saturday on a proposal that would increase economic sanctions on North Korea. Tom Turco reports.
The resolution would prohibit North Korea from exporting minerals and seafood products worth over $1 billion a year and block countries from granting new guest worker permits to North Koreans. The goal of the resolution is to put pressure on the North Korean leadership to halt its nuclear ambitions and stop developing nuclear weapons. The move for additional sanctions is in response to Pyongyang's two intercontinental ballistic missile launches in July. Tom Turco, VOA News.
Taking a stronger tone than it has previously on the standoff, the Association of Southeast Asian Nations, or ASEAN, called for North Korea to comply with United Nations Security Council resolutions. Philippine Foreign Affairs spokesperson Robespierre Bolivar called for discussions.
ASEAN wants the North Koreans to know that ASEAN remains concerned about what it is doing, but also that we want to engage North Korea in a face-to-face candid dialogue on what is happening on the Korean Peninsula.
This marks the 50th anniversary of the 10-member ASEAN, and on Monday, the 27 nations will take part in the Asia Regional Forum. President Trump's top national security advisor says he doesn't see a military intervention in Venezuela as likely, even as he's calling on nations to help rescue the country from authoritarian dictatorship. General H.R. McMaster notes the historical resentment in Latin America over United States' long history of military interventions in the region. This is VOA News.